My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now, will join us coming up at 8:25. We'll talk NFL with him. And don't forget Jonathan Allen coming up at 9 a.m. here on the show. During the Jonathan Allen interview, we're going to have our Pizza Bowlies question of the week. If you have a question you would like us to ask Jonathan Allen, send it to us within the next hour at Junks Radio, and then we will ask him said question during the interview. That's how this works.
I have a question.
At Junks Radio, send the question. Yes.
Probably not going to happen today, but at some point, can we get a delivery of Pizza Bowlies wings? And pizza.
I would think that we should be able to make that happen. I would guess.
I would think so.
That'd be fantastic.
I have kind of a silly question.
All right.
But tonight I have a soccer practice.
Okay.
It's the second one at an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I was assigned by the county this field.
Sure.
I have kind of a voluntary practice on Fridays at a different field where I don't have a permit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in my neighborhood.
It's just a rogue
and
practice.
It's mowed.
Okay, yeah.
The field was not mowed last week. And it was like up past the ankle level.
Ooh, it was
terrible.
Yeah.
All right. My question is this. Can I go to an elementary school during a school day to check out the field to see if it was mowed?
You end up right in jail. Nope. Or shot.
Just walk onto the campus.
I'm going to get shot. And who's going to shoot me?
I'm being facetious.
You're not supposed to be on school grounds during school grounds.
Probably not great.
You can't.
Probably not
but
a great
angle. But I'll say
angle.
This. I see people walking around in my neighborhood. There's an elementary school right next to my house. I see couples walking pretty close to the school every day.
I think you
so kind of depends
it.
On the.
I think as long as you just went, surveyed it quickly, and left, it's
I
not a big deal.
I think I could park in the lot. Now, the lot might have all the spaces full and just creep, look, like, oh, they didn't mow it. And then I can text my team and move the practice.
Or you could just bring your mower before the practice.
Thought about it.
Mow the grass and then just go from there.
Thought but about that, but that I haven't done that since the days of top hat lawn mowing.
That seems borderline psychotic.
And we used to put the lawnmowers in the back of EB's Chevy Malibu.
Yeah.
Malibu Classic.
Or you could call the school office and ask them. Maybe they'll know.
Call the school and say, did you mow your lawn? Yes.
Why?
You think the secretary is going to waste
they
your
might,
time?
I don't know. They might know.
When you were coaching softball?
I'd do that before driving out there.
When you were coaching softball, did you ever have just terrible facilities?
I mean,
like, I'm telling
when
you.
When we were in house league, yeah, but in travel, no. Travel, we had nice fields. House league,
it's a conundrum for you. Well, speaking of nice facilities, last night I went to a pickup pickleball game about 3 miles from my house.
Right.
And this dude lives like on probably, I don't know, 2 acres, maybe 2.5 acres. And he has a dedicated, paved, beautiful, lit pickleball court right next to his house.
They're popping up everywhere.
I'm so jealous. I'm the most jealous.
Your basketball court.
It was amazing.
Could you convert that to a pickleball court?
I mean.
Have you ever done the measurements? I had mine measured at one point.
I have the room, but I would probably need to regrade my backyard. Like it would be a massive undertaking.
Look, in a perfect scenario, you're going to die in about 20 years. What do you care?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're not shooting many three-pointers from your never-lined court.
Used. I have a hoop in my yard. I don't use it anymore.
The hoop gets used at times, like when the kids come home.
Yeah, just to kill time.
They would use
the pickleball way more. You guys would have family wars all the time.
I know you should do it. I was at the Field of Dreams last night. That was my personal Field of Dreams. I was like, this guy's living the life.
Me a picture? I'd like to see it.
I mean, I have a picture on my phone.
Oh, I want to see it.
I tweeted it last night.
He posted a picture on his Twitter.
I don't see everyone's tweets.
And it was spectacular.
It's amazing.
I'm unaware.
I was so jealous.
Don't mock me for the question.
Yeah.
Is the pickleball craze dying down a little?
No. I don't think so.
It's ratcheting up.
I don't know if it's ratcheting up, but I don't think it's dying off.
It's never been bigger. Drab's going to lose this one. It's never been bigger.
Drab's going to take
I know
a
when
hour.
I go...
It's never been bigger.
When I go to the gym, they converted a basketball court to three pickleball courts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always full.
Of course.
But it's hard to tell whether it's growing or because it's only three courts there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's never been more. Now, I'm really not playing that much anymore because I'm scared of blowing out my Achilles. But my wife plays all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have, legitimate pickleball psychos that play in the rain. They pull their cars up to the fence and light the courts with their cars at night. Like,
so that's not at the country
club?
That's
kind of insane.
No, that's at the pool where we belong, the North Chevy Chase.
Because I know my friends who are all members at Lakewood, or a lot of them are members at Lakewood. I think they're converting or building pickleball
courts. Don't get me wrong. They have pickleball at the club indoors, but they can't have it outdoors because they have hard true courts, which are essentially like a clay, like a poor man's clay.
They're silly too.
Yeah.
I don't
so much sliding on the courts.
I don't have any problem with pickleball. Just build your own courts. Stop destroying in Brambleton. The tennis courts are always full.
Yeah.
EB lies. The tennis courts are always full. Four courts 24/7.
I don't see them that filled.
I came back
a
week ago. I go there every other week. They converted them to two of them to pickleball courts. And there's one person playing on now eight pickleball courts. And of course they had their effing boombox.
Drive you crazy.
No etiquette. I wanted to burn the Brambleton tennis courts down. Or now pickleball courts, pickleball courts.
Yes.
Just filled with donks.
So are you saying that you can't get tennis time now?
The tennis, it was impossible to get tennis courts before because they were always filled. Now there's
unique.
Half as many courts and filled and just a bunch of pickleball nets out there and one idiot with a boombox.
That may be the case in that particular spot.
I know that's unusual.
I haven't gone around studying it. I know that where I used to live in King Farm in Gaithersburg / Rockville, they converted, I believe, two basketball
They're
courts.
They're converting them everywhere
into pickleball courts
all over the world.
And I do recall when I played tennis. I even think I played tennis with Drab in King Farm once. Most of the courts were empty. The tennis courts.
The idea that it's like some sort of version of like bowling now is crazy.
It's much more popular. Yeah.
It is ubiquitous to our culture now.
I think bowling,
it's not going away.
Why wouldn't it be similar to bowling in terms of popularity?
I think it's going to be more popular because it's so easy. It's cheaper.
I was just at a bowling alley on Saturday for a kid's birthday party. Looked like there were a lot of lanes.
I'm
not
saying bowling alleys aren't full.
Yeah. I don't think they're full. Every time I drive by a bowling alley lately,
how many?
Lot of
there's
got to
be a lot more pickleball.
How often is going on Friday night, Saturday night,
Never.
Thursday night? Right.
Here's
Never.
The thing about bowling. Yeah,
you're driving by at noon.
No, they have bowling leagues or whatever, but I mean, big deal. They got dart leagues. This thing is massive. It's just a huge wave, and we missed it, and I'm pissed about it.
Well,
what do you mean we missed it?
What do you mean?
Capitalized
why are you pissed
on it? We should have owned it somehow.
We should have started a league.
You probably missed on NVIDIA, too.
Pickleball. I thought you were going to start a pickleball place.
I know.
Just pickle junkies.
Just find everyone's warehouse. Convert it.
I mean, every empty Bed Bath & Beyond is a pickleball spot now. I mean, it's just... It's massive. I don't even care anymore because I don't play. I'm locked in on the golf right now.
For me, I had a massive bulge in my pants when I saw that dude's pickleball court.
Oh, I last played with Jason Bishop, and I sucked.
He did a really nice job of this, too, like the way he did the walls.
It's beautiful.
Great. So why don't you do this?
It's my personal field of dreams right there.
What do you think that would cost?
I have no idea.
Well, that might cost a lot to do a good... It depends if you do sport court or if you do like real tennis.
That's like real tennis court, like surface.
So that's going to take a little more maintenance.
And do the sport court.
The sport court, but then you don't get... Sometimes you get dead spots.
Yeah,
true. That's...
No, you could do sport court, but they do is they... Because I had it all... I had the guys come out.
If I were to do it, it would be like...
Because you don't want the dead spots?
I want the silly... I don't know what is it, asphalt, concrete. I don't know whatever what that surface is.
Yeah.
I want that.
That's sure,
whatever that
sure
is.
Sure, neighbors will be happy.
They'd be so bitter. My guy Kevin will be so. I love Kevin. He loves me.
You could be in the news. So
I thought Kevin's across the street.
They'll go viral for Cakes putting in a court in his
Kevin
backyard.
Kevin lives to my right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's and then Oscar, so you don't know.
Down. Two doors down.
So you don't know this guy as well.
I just met him last night.
Yeah.
What I like is the way he did the sort of the wall around, like, because clearly he probably had to do some
grading. He's got lights.
There.
It's not like we had to pull our cars
and
flash our high beams in. He's got lights.
So
this is ridiculous.
I can't wait till he has to sell this home in 15 years and nobody wants a pickleball court.
Oh, really? Nobody's going to want a pickleball court.
It ain't going anywhere.
All these people playing now are going to be dead.
Yeah, but all the kids are playing.
Hey, you know
what
I'm
saying?
If people don't want the pickleball court, they can pave
can
it over. They can turn it into whatever.
You can use it as a negative that it's not some sort of elite skill. It is at the highest level, but the barrier to entry is nothing because literally a beginner can play and be competent with another beginner the first day.
Why aren't you playing?
I'm afraid of blowing out my Achilles.
He thinks he's going to get hurt.
The beginner sport.
No, because I'm just too competitive in this stupid thing. If you hit a shot, I'm going to die for it. I'm going to lurch for it. And I felt a tug, and that retired me.
You felt the twinge?
I felt a tug in my Achilles, and I went, because my brother's torn his. Mm-hmm. My other brother's torn his. I'm way older.
Oh, wow. I didn't know both of your bros tore their Achilles.
And you look
their
up
Achilles bros?
It's definitely something that runs, and it's definitely a genetic component to it, too.
Okay.
And if I said it once, and I'll say it 100 times. If I tear my Achilles, which is very likely, I'll cry every day for a year. Because you're just wiped out.
Well, you'd be out for a year.
It sucks.
Yes.
Not great.
I'll cry every day. Like a baby. Like a whimpering, sad baby.
If it happens, it happens. I mean.
No, you're fine. I'm not saying you should stop.
Yeah.
I'm saying, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm not making a judgment on you. You do you.
I'm sure Cakes does a lot of stretching before.
Zero stretching. No stretching whatsoever.
That guy would probably let you just play. I mean,
well, he runs a game like every Monday night, and I'll be there probably every Monday night.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about me.
Yes, please.
I want to build a golf shed.
Okay.
Yeah, I need
a golf shed. All right.
So I need a silly hookup.
Okay.
Buy some advertising here at the station. I need a
shed from like a Home Depot shed that they have out in the parking lot.
No. I need a big one. I need 10 foot high. I need 16 feet wide, 20 feet long.
He wants to fit a simulator in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put my private, and I'm going to have put, yes.
And a bar.
Silly.
Okay.
Huh?
And a bar.
Probably a
I've
bar.
Seen
the, yeah. A leather couch.
Yeah.
And I just, okay. I mean, maybe just a cart. I just need a cart.
Yeah.
Booze.
Beverage cart.
That's all I need.
You need a fridge. You need a fridge for the beers.
Fridge.
Yeah.
So I need electricity.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But my wife's not pleased.
What's the cash outlay for a golf shed?
Yeah, what's your budget?
Well, right now, my budget's zero.
Zero.
My budget right now. Nice.
Because he wants the hook. He wants the hook job.
Okay, but I mean, like, theoretical, if you didn't have a hook
You could
job.
Do it. I don't know. I mean, it depends. See, like, my brother could probably build one for just materials.
Okay.
But, you know, he's busy. It'd be a pain in the ass.
You trust your brother to build a cutting-edge golf shed?
I don't think it has to be that great. I mean, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I think... Literally, a moron can build a shed.
Well,
but I'm not even at moron status.
This moron cannot build a shed.
No, I know. I'm not even at that level.
I can't build a Lego shed, let alone a real shed in a backyard.
I'm right there with you, but anybody that has a real sack and, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like
a real man.
Set.
Yeah. My neighbor Kevin could build
Valdez,
a shed.
I could probably hire you.
He could build a shed in half an hour. I'm convinced of it. My next door neighbor.
I hire you? You think, honestly... I'm not suggesting it. I know you got a life and you got to play golf and everything. You're too fancy.
And your shed's going to have a Ravens logo on it. You don't want that.
Could I build a shed? I guarantee you I could hire him and his dad.
Okay.
And they could come over their hillbilly car, and they could build me a shed. What do you think?
We could probably figure it out. My dad, 72, just put up some new fencing around the backyard.
Like, I would have no problem. I wouldn't even question your bona fide.
Hey, man,
I would just take a look at you.
We got to go to Lowe's to buy the materials for Evie's
Jason,
golf shed.
I'm just looking at Valdez, and I know his dad. They could build it.
Who put together the above-ground pool back in the day?
Well, I'm sure they hired a company.
I think they hired somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I just know his dad is like, he's no wussy.
He's a manly man.
He knows how to do it. Valdez knows how to do a lot of stuff. He could do it.
I remember building my first fence with him at 12.
Yeah. I mean, I've never built a fence.
Legitimately, could you guys build a shed out of nothing? Like, just walk into Home Depot and buy the materials to build a shed?
They would have to do a little research.
We could figure it out. We'd have to do a little research and figure out what kind of shed he wants.
Okay.
Like, does he want, like, a siding? We can figure it out.
Yeah, I want it to look nice.
Yeah.
And I do want, I want some, whatever. I don't want it to look hurting wood. I want it to be like drywall.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, drywall in the interior.
Drywall.
Okay.
We can figure it out.
You don't want particle board.
Actually, I think my dad.
I want it to look like a wooden shed, like my mom's shed. It just looks like a hurting shed inside. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Come to think of it, I think my dad built our shed in the backyard. It's all wood. No, it's all wooden.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like a shed. I want it to look like a tiny house.
You
want
to look like an addition.
That's what I want it to look like, a tiny house.
I hear you. You want it to be on HGTV.
You want it to look like a pool house.
I got to pay $500,000 to get my kids out of school.
So it's going to be in 5 years,
six years. This is a long-term capital project.
I'm almost done with two of them. No, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. All right,
You got another one.
You know what?
I'm not worried about her.
You got four more years.
I know who your second call is going to. The first one's to Valdez Builders Incorporated. Yeah. Second one's going to Ed J to take out a loan for the golf shed.
I'm not taking out a loan, but that's what I want.
Okay. There you have it.
There's got to be a company out here that wants to support the Junks, needs an endorser.
Yeah, like a local contractor.
Yeah.
Wants some pub, right?
The Cakes wants a pickleball court. You want the golf simulator.
Yeah, but I've determined I want a pickleball court on a couple acres of land. I don't want it just jammed into my backyard.
Your backyard's fairly big.
Don't you have a big
it's
backyard?
Not that big.
Could you I'm put it like in a quarter very acre, back in your yard?
But I'm
or is
guessing,
there some tree you don't want to cut
but
down?
But I'm telling you, I'm guessing
no,
it's
the
about...
major tree is in the front.
I think a pickleball court might fit into your space where you got the basketball court. I mean, maybe you'd have to extend
it
a little
there.
Bit.
No. He's got to chop that thing into a billion pieces. That thing's an eyesore. He's got to get rid of that.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions.
He's got to get rid of that.
I know he's not going to do it. He hasn't cut down the eyesore of a tree yet.
I know.
To him, it's not an eyesore.
He loves
it. It's a blessing.
It's his personality.
Yeah, to him, it's
the personality to the property.
That's a problem you're missing.
Everyone, 99% of people would say it's an eyesore, but not this guy.
That's everyone in the world thinks it's an eyesore, but him.
Yeah. And you know who's most important in that?
Right.
Me.
Right.
This guy.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we are going to talk some NFL with Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now. And don't forget, Jonathan Allen will join us coming up at 9 o'clock right here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Say good morning to Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now, host of the SI Media podcast. Jimmy, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Of course. Good. We are doing well. So probably the biggest story in sports media was the debut of Tom Brady this weekend as he called the Cowboys-Browns game. You have a full review of it on your Twitter, at Jimmy Traina. And the headline, it just grabs you. Underwhelming Tom Brady has plenty of room for improvement. Take us through your critique of Tom Brady's debut alongside Kevin Burkhardt on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as I wrote, I don't think it's fair to judge someone on their first day of work.
Totally.
Yeah, and especially a gig like that where he's never broadcasted a game before. So I think all reviews of Tom Brady should be taken with a grain of salt right now. But he's getting paid $375 million. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's going to be reviewed. It's funny to me. You think of Tom Brady. Here's this guy who won 7 Super Bowls. He's going to the Hall of Fame. What we've seen him do in the last minute of Super Bowls, you think about that game against the Falcons, and you think this guy would not be nervous calling a Browns-Cowboys game. But he was nervous in the beginning. Took him a little time to get comfortable. And what didn't help him at all, and Al Michaels actually, I spoke to Al Michaels yesterday. He mentioned this too, so take it from a legend. Didn't help that he had a brutal, brutal game to call. And the game was over at halftime. And it wasn't just that it was a blowout. The Browns gave you nothing. I mean, they were boring. Mm-hmm. They couldn't move the ball. There was no offense. So, he couldn't get into maybe some strategy stuff. I think he's going to get better. I think he just needs to be more comfortable. I think maybe it's a case of too much information in his head. I think maybe too many people told him things about broadcasting and he was a little tight. But I think he will get better. It's one game. It was not a good game for him to call. So that singular game, not great, but I wouldn't judge him yet. You got to give the guy 5-6 games before you really make an assessment.
Jimmy, one of the points you brought up in your article was that it feels like Brady's actually too famous to be a game analyst. And I think that's a great point. That's a great takeaway that you look at Tom Brady, you're like,
it's like beneath him.
You shouldn't be calling games. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, you're weird. It's miscast.
You should be with a supermodel somewhere on a boat in a business.
Exactly. It's like, what are you doing on a Sunday at 4 o'clock in Cleveland? Right. You're Tom freaking Brady. Like, enjoy your life. So, yeah, listen, when he first came on that screen with Burkhardt and they do that intro, it's like, you know, I wrote this too. You know, he's one of the, you know, there are a handful of athletes that go outside of the sports world and become pop culture phenomenons. He's one of those guys. So it was weird. It was actually weird. But I think the advice I gave, I'd like to see him forget everything everyone's told him for the last 2 years and just let it rip. Just go out there and say what you want to say. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, executives get in the way. And, you know, we've seen it with CBS where they've muzzled Tony Romo a little bit when he was predicting the plays. They want a certain structure of a game. And I don't know, to me, you have Tom Brady, you should just let him do his thing.
So my buddy over here, he loves all these guys, loves all the announcers. He keeps pushing back on me.
Are you looking at me?
I'm talking about you. All right. Now, this is not a shot, okay? But there's a level of gravitas that Brady has, which is exactly what you're alluding to, that Burkhart doesn't have. It doesn't mean he's not a pro's pro. I think he's a pro's pro. But he's not Al Michaels. He's not Jim Nantz. He's not Pat Summerall. I feel like Brady needed someone with more gravitas, and it's bugged me.
So who would you put with him?
I don't know.
I mean, you just named three of the greatest. Maybe
I'm just saying. I think Burkhart's a pro's pro, but I think he needs somebody more of his level. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, that's interesting. It's the first time I've heard anyone sort of knock Burkhart in a way.
I just don't think he's elite with like a massive star. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. There's nothing wrong
with him. Well,
you
just haven't really known who he was
He's just not a superstar.
He could be in 10 years, he could be a superstar.
Maybe.
5 years, he could be a superstar.
Maybe.
And listen, he worked really, really well with Greg Olson. I know what you're saying. I mean, listen, is Kevin Burkhart on the level of Al Michaels and Joe Buck? No. But I think that's more of an age and experience thing. There's really no other choice Fox had. I mean, he's their lead play-by-play guy. They weren't going to hire someone just to come in and work with Brady. So I don't know what Fox could have done there. I mean, that's their number one NFL announcer. Everyone, I mean, you hear nothing but positives about Kevin Burkhart. So
I like Burkhart.
I guess you're not, and no one's really feeling it, but like you gave him $370 million, whatever the hell it is. Maybe invest $100 million in, I don't know, another superstar to pair him with. Maybe it's a bad idea.
How many superstar play-by-play guys are there out there?
Well, I don't know. He's not available.
Well, Joe Buck's
but like
got
a Mike Tirico. Or, I mean, something.
Those guys have jobs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can hire him
all right, let me ask you this. When I didn't get to see Tom, I saw some of the interviews he did prior to it. And, yeah, he definitely looked a little nervous. But when you watched him or listened to him, how could you tell he was nervous? Was he stumbling over his words? Too many pauses?
Wasn't completing sentences.
Okay.
Had a little bit of trouble on maybe like when to come in. If you listen to the first quarter, which was very different than the second, third, and fourth, I mean, Kevin Burkhart was doing 90% of the speaking.
Right.
Tom seemed hesitant to jump in there. Speaking in very, very short sentences, not full sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was evident that he was getting his feet wet.
Yeah.
Do you think it was like he was just hesitant to, like, critique Deshaun Watson, for example? Like, if he's playing poorly, like, Tom Brady's big enough where I think he can critique Deshaun Watson and get away with it. And, like, are the TV execs going to come down on him for doing that? Like, do you think that's part of it?
I think ex-players don't like criticizing ex-players. And the one analyst who doesn't hesitate in sort of coming down on the players is Aikman. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been doing this for 20-something years. I think he's in his 21st, 22nd, 23rd year.
Right.
Tom Brady is just removed. He knows all these guys. They're peers. And I, you know, as a viewer, I get frustrated. If any analyst doing that game would have said, this is just a pathetic performance by Deshaun Watson, fans would it? There'd be no backlash from anyone watching that game.
Right.
But players don't like to criticize other players like that. They're going to sugarcoat it. They're going to give you a word salad. They're not just going to say it. I mean, you could have had, if you wanted to, late in that game in the fourth quarter when it was over, and you don't need to really call the action, and they could have had a whole discussion about Deshaun Watson's contract just destroying that franchise.
Mm.
Tom Brady's not going to do that right now. He maybe eventually he will, but he's not doing that right now.
We're joined by Jimmy Trainor, writer for SI Now, host of the SI Media podcast. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Jimmy Trainor. And I have to applaud your week one, 1 p.m. kickoff hustle for the NFL, because I'm looking at the picture, I guess, of your viewing setup. You have a main TV with a quad box. You've got a TV off to the left next to your main TV. Inexplicably, you have the Giants game featured on that screen. I'm not sure why you blew that game up.
I can explain that if you want.
Okay, sure. And then beneath that, you have what looks to be like a computer monitor with three other games. So you're watching all the games at once. I applaud that.
How
hustle,
could you do
sir.
That? I don't
it's
even
impressive.
Know how you can do it.
I've a lot of experience. You know, DirecTV, when DirecTV had Sunday Ticket, they had a channel with an eight-game mix where they would give you eight games on one screen. Mm-hmm. And what I did for many, many years was I had a bar stool that I would put about 6 inches from the TV, and I would sit there so I could be as close as possible, and I'd watch all eight games that way.
Right.
That's how I did it for many years. Now, Sunday Ticket's on YouTube, and YouTube has done a phenomenal job. The difference in presentation from DirecTV to YouTube is night and day. YouTube is so much better. Mm-hmm. So what YouTube has, do you guys have Sunday Ticket? Are you guys all, I feel like
I'm a red zone guy.
Red zone. Yeah, of course. Red zone. I'm the only person who doesn't like the red zone.
Well, no, I had, Jimmy, I had DirecTV, and of course now they're in a dispute with Disney, so I don't get any of the ESPN channels. Right. So I'm.
So you didn't get to watch any of Jets Niners last night, right?
No, I have YouTube TV as well, so I watch that on my computer.
Oh, okay.
And then,
got it.
I watched the rest this morning. But I'm out on DirecTV because I can't believe how much I spend per month on that freaking service, and I can't even get all the ESPN channels. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. It's funny because I had written last week. I said, DirecTV and ESPN, they'll come to an agreement. The dispute will end about half an hour before Jets Niners kicked off.
All right.
And then the next day, one of the bigwigs at DirecTV did a conference call, and I wrote a whole column after that saying, this is not getting settled. They are looking to change the model. This is not going to be the typical carriage dispute. And then sure enough, last night, the game was still blacked out. No agreement was made. Back to the YouTube TV. So a direct Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV, they offer you game mixes of four games on a screen, and there's several different options for it. So there were 8 1 o'clock games. So on one TV I put four games, and on the other TV I put the other four games. But I don't have YouTube TV, I just have YouTube. So if you just have YouTube and subscribe, you can't get the local game in your market. So that's why the Giants game had to go on a separate TV, because also, that was my big bet of the day, so it was a terrible Sunday as well.
Oh, no.
Standpoint.
Oh, you had the Giants beating the Vikings.
Yeah, so that's why they got solo TV privileges, but that will be the last time that happens.
Okay, it makes sense.
If Daniel Jones plays as bad as he did last week and they lose to Washington, do you think Drew Locke is the starter in week three?
I mean, your sentence right there should have ended at if Daniel Jones plays. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's enough.
Yeah.
If they lose to Washington, I can see them going to Drew Lock if they lose to Washington.
Yeah. Why has he had moments where I have friends from New York that prior to the season, like literally before this last game, they were still loyal to Daniel. Like, he'd played well at times. They were giving him the benefit of the doubt for not having an offensive line, not having weapons. And yet the national perspective, and now even it seems like even in New York it's turned completely. But why were New Yorkers so loyal for so long?
I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate as someone in New York. The vibe I got from being here is, I think less than half of the Giant fans wanted him as their starting quarterback this year.
Okay, but maybe let's say close to half were still somewhat supportive.
Well, he did show flashes, I guess, for like 1 year, and he got hurt last year. So I think the thought process there is okay. And the offensive line was terrible last year. So I think the thought process was okay. They revamped the offensive line. They gave him a big weapon with Malik Nabers. Now he's healthy. Let's give it a shot. But we saw how that worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working out great. Yeah. And hopefully
not
the Commanders...
Not working out in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. No. Jimmy, thanks as always for the time, man. We'll have you on again soon. We appreciate it. It's Jimmy Train, a writer for SI Now and the host of SI Media Podcast. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That is Jimmy Traina at Jimmy Traina on Twitter. Don't forget John Allen coming up at 9. Next, Peyton Manning wants Jaden Daniels to break his NFL rookie record. We'll tell you which one next. If you would like to submit your Pizza Bowlies question of the week for us to ask Jonathan Allen, you should do it soon at Junks Radio on Twitter, because Jonathan Allen is joining us coming up at 9 o'clock. By my math, that's in about 16-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So submit some questions. We'll ask the best one to Jonathan Allen when he joins us. That's coming up at 9 a.m. All right, so Peyton Manning was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and he talked about a record that he holds that he'd love for Jaden Daniels or possibly another quarterback to break for him this season. Here it is.
You know, rookie quarterbacks, it's always a little struggle with me. I want to get that interception record that I hold broken. I don't want Bo Nix to break it. I don't want Bo Nix to break it. But, you know, if the quarterback at Washington or Chicago wants to break it, I'm still pulling for him. I'm a quarterback fan, but I got to get that one off my resume. And you think with 17 games, Pat, somebody would break it.
That's funny.
He's always got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he's
clearly the funnier of the two Mannings.
About Eli. I think Eli's kind of funny,
Eli's
too.
Eli's sneaky but funny?
He's sneaky funny.
Yeah.
I remember when he was playing, though, he was just kind of stale. His personality was a little stale. You didn't really get his personality.
He was very businesslike. Kind of when he was
interviewed. But now, since he's been doing TV, he's totally different.
Yeah.
He's a different dude.
He's opened up a little
Who
bit.
Who did we have? We had him at one of our appearances, and he did an interview with somebody. I can't remember where it was. Don't you remember that?
Vaguely, but I'm having a hard time tracking where and when that happened.
You mean when we were traveling? We ran into him.
No.
At a player's party a couple times.
That may have been
I can't remember where it was, but...
And he was drinking a little Budweiser on the side.
I just remember him asking. I said, "Hey, can we get an interview with you?" And then there was a girl interviewing Peyton for us.
Yeah.
You remember this kind of stuff. But he goes, he asked me, he goes, "What's she going to ask me? I don't want to talk about this, and this."
He's real guarded.
He was really guarded.
Yeah.
No, he was still playing.
Yeah.
But he was a totally different personality back then. But yeah, he's funny.
I think Eli's funny as well. You know, it's gone viral. His response on the jersey to Tom Brady. Tom Brady had to sign a jersey, a Giants jersey, and he wrote F off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was handed to Eli, and he wrote good game. Because he loves to taunt that he's 2-0 in Super Bowls against Tom Brady.
Right.
He lives like maybe a half mile from my brother. My brother says that he does the show from his house.
Yeah.
And he says they just on Monday nights. They just have this 18-wheeler comes in with all this equipment.
Yeah.
Like it's just a huge setup.
Like a Terps game or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, it's wild. Yeah, I told you my daughter and her team ran into him and asked for a picture at Nationals this year. And I don't like to judge people based on interactions like that because you don't know what's going on in their world. But he was sort of curt. He did it. But he was like, yeah, okay, quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't like to judge him on that because he said, I got to watch my daughter. And he's right. That's his priority.
Yeah.
And he probably was getting asked for 7,000 pictures.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get that.
So it depends on the. Some guys turn it on for cameras. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people do the Tom Cruise bit where they're over the top and spend minutes with everybody or, you know. Here, of course, you remember Cal Ripken when he broke the streak, signing every autograph, it seemed like, hours.
I feel like Cal's pretty freaking genuine.
There was a video of Anthony Davis. I guess he was at like some sort of festival at Malibu over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple kids there with like Lakers jerseys. They just wanted an autograph. And he was like in a golf cart. And he zoomed right by them and basically just, he kind of gave him the Heisman. Like he put his hand up and then he was gone. He gave them zero love, zero time whatsoever.
Right.
LeBron did that too, like when he was at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Remember about a month and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to the into the club or a restaurant to hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
Post every winning everything, and a kid came up to him and he gave him the nope,
can't do
it. Not happening.
That's why it is.
This is not happening.
I don't know how I would handle that. That, like, when you're literally recognizable by everyone in the world,
right.
Like your wife knows who it is.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like, everybody knows who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would handle that.
It's got to be tough.
But a guy like Barkley that does it so well,
right.
Or even Shaq that handles it so well,
yeah.
by all appearances, it's really remarkable.
And look, if you're LeBron and you've got a 40-year-old jerk with 8 cards and basketballs that you know are just going to go on eBay or a guy's going to sell them, I completely understand looking at that guy and saying, no, this is not happening. But like a kid, like a 10-year-old or like a 15-year-old.
But now they use the kids as bait.
I guess that's part of it, but it's...
Sometimes. It's hard, not always. But
I feel like it's harder to say no to a kid than
for sure.
It is to, like, you know,
he's probably used to it. He's used to it.
They're so used to it. You see, like, in New York... I don't know how we got on this topic, but you see people like celebrities getting out of their limos or whatever, and all the autograph hounds are there,
sure.
The pros.
Yeah.
And they just, and they have like, even like for actors, like you, like they have all these like publicity photos
right.
Or a photo of them on stage
sure.
Or a photo from a movie. And they just sign them. They know that it's going on eBay.
Right.
They
right.
know
they
it's
care.
Going to, yeah, they yeah. just sign them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it.
Happens to me as I pull out of the parking garage here every day.
Yeah, every time I go to Safeway.
Every day here in D.C., I just drive right by the throng of admirers and the Junks P1s just waiting outside of that for that gate to go up.
Right. Getting back to what Peyton wants, he wants the rookie pick record broken. I don't know if that'll ever be broken.
How many did he throw? You don't get that opportunity.
28? Wasn't
yeah,
28?
That's a lot.
You just don't give you that
rookies
rope.
Rookies don't give you the rope.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's hard to lose 20 games.
Even though they are playing an extra game. But.
They're not going to let you lose 20
and
games.
And if you're a vet, you don't get that. So you'll get yanked before you throw 28 picks.
Like, well, that's not the record. It's the rookie record.
The rookie record. Okay. Right.
Jameis Winston, remember, he threw 30 picks?
Yeah,
I can't believe he
and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, 33 touchdowns. but I can't believe
he's one of
that
my
he
favorites.
Was out there
well, if
to
I'm,
throw 30 picks.
If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm going to give him the opportunity to throw another 30 picks because I think I've seen enough of Deshaun Watson.
Now, what is it specifically that he's lacking? Is it just his vision? He's just lost it? Or has he lost arm strength?
I think he's lost arm strength. He had shoulder soreness coming into week one. Like he's already
so he's got
up.
A bad shoulder, so his arm is just poop.
His
like Peyton
not
at the end. Is he like Peyton at the end?
He's just bad all the way around. I mean,
so he's throwing ducks.
I didn't see any of the game against the Cowboys, but the highlights I saw, yeah, it didn't look great. He's not the same player. He's just not
right.
So so much has happened on and off the field. He's never going to be what he was in Houston.
It's got to be tough for Stefanski.
And they're going to get killed.
I'm sure the ownership is like, look, we've made this huge investment. We really would love for him to play. And Stefanski's probably in, you know, behind closed doors with the coaches like, this is a disaster. Like, this is untenable.
There's not much
they can do.
But you saw how Dable looked every time they brought up Daniel Jones. He just looked like his dog died every time they were talking about Daniel Jones, you know, and the Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Like he just, and then if you ever brought up another quarterback, he was butt-sized to get him.
Oh yeah. He wanted Jaden so bad. He was so thirsty for Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Couldn't get him.
Oh man. If they lose to the Giants on Sunday,
it's going
to
be,
well, they do.
Dreadful.
Here's the thing. I'm predicting a win.
I am too.
Predicting a win,
but
they have had our number quite a bit with Jones.
5-1
you know, under
one.
Center.
And they lost
and
to Tommy DeVito last year.
It's not lost on me.
Cake said it was physically impossible to lose Tommy DeVito.
There will be no one-way bets offered up by me for the upcoming Giants at Commanders game. I am officially out of that business.
Now, here's something that's sneaking up on me, and this is something I'm going to have to monitor as the season progresses. I was quite alarmed at some of the in-game coaching stuff. And I don't know if that's just me or is it because...
All right, so the time management in the first half, what else?
I'm assuming the coaching is dramatically better.
What else were you upset with? I know you
didn't feel like
the time management in the first half.
I didn't feel like the offense was particularly creative. In fact, somebody, our guy, Stoney, right? Chris Stone from Ref the District, he texted me and he said, you know how we said it's a balance run pass? When you actually take out the fact that he was scrambling, it was really
more
It was way pass heavy. The only reason why it's balanced is because he's ran 16 times. So it was
some of those were
it
designed.
Was very Bieniemy like.
Well, yeah, but they were also trailing.
Yes.
But also
second
fair.
Half they were
also fair.
They were down 20 points.
100% and I considered that.
I think they tried to run the football. If you look at the first few series, they weren't having any success.
They were very conservative.
They weren't having any success handing the ball to B-Rob for yardage.
I mean, game plans are going to change week to week based on
circumstances. And I think they tried to do it slow. But I don't know. I didn't love the offense. Other than Jaden running around like a madman.
Right.
I actually liked it.
Love
yeah,
that.
I know. But you got to see more from the passing game, certainly.
Right. It's not like he threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
He had what?
24, maybe.
24 pass attempts?
I know, but he would have had more if he wasn't scrambling, presumably. Right?
Okay, but
he's supposed to.
Right. Let's give him 8 scrambles out of the 16. Half.
Yeah.
I think there was a good amount of design runs. I didn't chart it. I could be wrong.
I think
by
it was probably
couple,
5 or 6.
But I mean, obviously, the ones into the end zone were designed.
But also didn't like the time management stuff. I didn't like the 2-point stuff. That those were Ron like.
Yeah.
And I've been very resistant to the idea that Quinn's anything like Ron.
Yeah.
Those were Ron like. You know what? Alarm bells.
Do you want to know
alarm bells going off a little bit?
Do you want to know the ESPN matchup predictor right now for the game?
Yes,
it's probably 50-50.
I do.
No,
what
it's not 50-50.
What is
it? It is 60-40.
Well, 60-40
for the
who?
Commanders. Because they're favored. Right. Here's why you can't lose to Daniel Jones. And I know we have to go because Jonathan Allen's joining us next. This is from Marshall Green, at Marshall Green _. Daniel Jones in his last 8 NFL games. 8. 2 touchdowns. 9 picks, 3 pick sixes, 5 fumbles.
Yeah.
You can't horrific. You can't lose to that guy.
I know.
You cannot lose to a team led by that person.
I 100% agree to that.
I'm picking us.
I'm picking us too.
Yeah.
And if you
maybe
do lose to them, Cakes, if you do lose to them,
yeah.
You could be looking at a 4 or 5 win season.
Well, somebody who hopefully has a big hand in that, in the Commanders beating the Giants, is Jonathan Allen. He will join us coming up next right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden them. Fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.